Fantastic. So here we are, worldwide live through BBS Radio Online. Thank you so much, BBS, for making this possible for us. This is the Monday night conference call. We do have our wonderful special guest, which is Dr. Friedman. It's a blessing to have him with us here tonight. And we have still the lines wide open, the phone lines. This is a simulcast. Every time you hear a ding, that's somebody joining in. I welcome you, and if you want to, please say your name and location.
Hello. It's Wanda from Saskatchewan.
Yeah, hi, Wanda. Good evening to you. Welcome.
Good evening. Thank you.
You're welcome. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, how you say, everybody?
Good evening, Don. Welcome to the call.
Thanks.
And there might have another...
Michael in Camino, California.
It's Michael. Hi, Michael. Good evening. Welcome.
Good evening. Hi. Thank you.
All right. So it is 3 minutes till the hour. Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Diane in Minnesota.
Good evening, Diane. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
You too.
All right. You're welcome.
Hi, do you live anywhere near the fires they were having out there?
No, I don't. I live in more in Northern California.
Okay.
You don't happen to have a fixed or a different number for Sundays to replay?
No, I mean, the right number is displayed in the emails, but I know a way around it. Let's see. That's you, Wanda, right?
I sent an email on it. Yeah, I sent an email on it.
Can I give you a call after the...
Yeah, later on, yeah.
Later on?
Sure.
All right. We have a few more people joining. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Carla in Okotoks, Alberta.
I hear you. Hi, Carla. Welcome to the call.
Hello.
And who else?
Cleo from Connecticut.
Good evening, Cleo. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. All right. Good evening and welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Dharmananda.
Dharmananda, welcome to the call. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
All right. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Chris from Bluebell.
Good evening, Chris. Welcome to the call.
Good evening.
And welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hello, everyone. It's Susan in Delaware.
Good evening, Susan. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for being there.
All right. I welcome the beautiful sounds. And I hear my echo. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Nancy in Michigan here.
Hi, Nancy. Welcome to the call.
Thanks so much, Vice. Hope everybody's doing great tonight.
I do. I believe the rest as well. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Dan from Wisconsin.
Hey, welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right.
Hi.
Good evening and welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
From Toronto, Canada.
Hello and welcome to the call.
Hello, Robert from Glendora, California.
Hello, Robert. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. I believe more people joined in. If so, feel free to say your name and location.
Felipe, Los Angeles.
Hola, Felipe. Buenos dias. Buenas tardes, right?
Buenas noches.
Buenas noches. Órale, señor. Thank you for being here, Felipe.
Likewise.
All right, man. All right. So it is past the hour, 6:01. I welcome all those who are joining in through BBS Radio Online. Thank you so much for participating with this call. I believe we still have the phone lines open. I see somebody else join in. Welcome. If you want to, please say your name and location.
It's Chris in Memphis.
Brother Chris, welcome to the call. How you doing?
Oh, all right, Brother Heiss.
All right. And somebody else came in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
This is Julianne in San Diego.
Hello, Julianne. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Are you staying cool, Julianne?
Yes, now it's cool.
All right.
And the fire's almost all put out.
Is it right, serious? All put out?
Well, they're almost, I think the last one is like 98%.
Hallelujah. Awesome.
Yeah, I know. That's great.
Thank you for sharing the good news. We had somebody else join in. I welcome you. Please say your name and location.
This is Cindy in Peoria.
Hi, Cindy. Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Hi. Hi. Thank you.
All right. Mr. Free, where are you? Do I hear Terry Brown?
Yes, you do.
Hello, Terry.
Hi.
Welcome. Thank you so much for being here. I know that the Dr. Terry is here as well.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful.
And he sounds great. Hi, Dr. Friedman.
Hello. Can you hear your voice?
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Landa from San Rafael.
Good evening and welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. From San Rafael, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Right. Who's making this noise?
Oh, it's me.
Anna, please. Juliana, sorry. I muted you. So, Terry,
we're on BBS, right?
We are on BBS. Right? This is testing, and I sound. So,
Terry, that?
Do you know about when his whereabouts?
You're asking about when's whereabouts?
Yes. Terry Brown, are you here with us? I didn't mute you, right? I hope.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
No. Oh, she dropped out. Uh-oh.
Dr. Friedman, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi, this is Susan in Delaware.
Hi, Susan.
Hi. Have you been able to handwrite any of those books? Because I did order one, as it turns out. You can just sign mine if no one else's.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I signed it, but I'll tell you what.
Dr. Friedman, you just got out of the hospital, huh?
Yes, please forgive my writing. It's not very clear, but I did sign all those books.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Congratulations. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Friedman.
That wasn't easy.
No. We had somebody else join in. Rock up to the call. Please say your name and location. Good evening. Rock up to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry again.
Welcome back, Terry.
Hi, Terry. Again.
Yeah, you know what? I was supposed to wait when up, and I'm fine. When you said, where is he? I thought, uh-oh. So I went, and he's coming on.
All right. Wynn, did you brush your teeth?
Hello, this is Wynn.
Hey, Wynn. Hey, Terry.
Hey, Wynn.
What's up, Wynn? Dreams.
Guess what? Terry, I told you, never tell people when I was sleeping when I was supposed to be on the air. Otherwise, I've got to tell them that I called you and I said, wake me up until we go to sleep.
Right.
She admitted that already, so. Hello, Colleen.
Oh, hi. Hi, Heiss. How are you?
Who is that?
The Canadian lady.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
Okay. Hey. All right. Well,
we're running late. Freeman with us.
I know. I heard him in the back.
And he sounds better than ever.
I know it. That's because of Terry.
Yes. And guess what? The fires are pretty much out in Southern California.
Well, listen, we'll take all the credit, okay?
All callers are unmuted.
Loretta, how many people are on here right now?
Us and Coast to Coast.
A couple of million. Yeah.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
All right.
All right. Okay, I muted everybody. I'm going to start the recording.
This conference is being recorded.
And this is May 19th, 2014, Lynn and Terry Brown in Sedona, Hayes in Magalia, and let's see, I see Judith in Las Vegas. Hi, Judith. And Marilyn, and Don Herman. And this is a special call. Of course, all our calls are special. They're all special because you guys show up. And we also have Dr. Oh, wait a second. I wasn't supposed to call him Dr. Terry Friedman on the line. And I'm just supposed to call him. I called your house today, and your niece answered, and she called you Uncle Terry.
That's right.
She called me. I kind of like Uncle Terry. So, for those of you who are unaware, which probably we've done two shows with Terry Friedman, Uncle Terry. They've been extremely exciting shows because Terry has, he's not really a guest tonight, okay? So this is not a formal show. He's just hanging out with us for as long as he does, and he'll hang up when he hangs up. But he wrote a book that is called The Man Who Walked with Jesus. And nowhere in the book does he say that he thought he was that person. But I happened to meet him personally. I didn't even know about the book. We met because we were constantly arguing. And we were arguing so good, he came to a workshop I did in Sedona. And then we got to know Terry a little better, and he confessed, well, he told me about that he wrote that book, and that the book was really about his own past life memory. And in talking with him about all of this, Terry is a doctor, Dr. Terry Friedman. And he's kind of a famous doctor. And he's done, some of you may have heard of Young Living Oil. And he did the original formulations, some of them. And he was a company spokesperson, which is a huge multi-million dollar MLM company. He also has done all kinds of alternative stuff. He knows all the big... Terry Brown and I have always been into alternative health. Before we knew there was an Elohim, we used to go... Maybe I'll tell... We used to go to expos in Los Angeles. And she would go to all the... In fact, all the alternative health lectures. And in fact, we met because we were in a multi-level marketing company called Cernatine, which was marketing bee pollen from, was it from Holland, Terry? Terry Brown?
Okay, Jerry.
No, it was from Sweden. It was from Sweden.
Was all that noise you unmuting yourself?
No, I heard it. I heard it, too.
It wasn't you.
Know.
Oh, you know what? It's Terry. It's Terry Friedman. So,
No, it's not me. I'm very quiet.
You're very quiet?
Yeah. Today I'm very quiet.
And you're shy as well.
Yeah.
Wait a second here. Now somebody just muted. Oh, no.
I just muted that line, yes.
Okay. Terry, is the guy on the line?
No. She stepped out.
Is your niece on the line? Is your niece listening?
She was, but she pulled out of the room now.
I think that was her making all the noise, okay?
No, it wasn't her. She was very quiet.
But she was touching the microphones. Not she was purposely making noise,
nope,
but she was touching
the
microphone. But that's okay. We muted them, so we're okay. So I picked up Terry's book again today, and I got to tell you guys, the last was on, I invited Carla on, and Carla was not very aware of Terry, and Terry was not very aware of Carla, and I didn't know what would happen, because, you know, if you're tracking this unfolding story on our line, there is big connections between the work we do and the work Jesus did. So a lot of it is kind of, I put it together, first of all, thinking that the Rock Group was very much connected to Jesus. There was one, I'm not going to go try to explain that, but I've talked about it before, and that Jesus was very likely a member of the Rock Group who volunteered for his mission as Jesus, and that it was the long-term plan of the Rock Group to bring Jesus in. And then there's a connection with Akhenaten. And it was, according to Carla's work, the Ra group was talking to Akhenaten, one of the few people in history. Now, I drew those conclusions, and I don't ask Carla to agree to them. I don't ask anyone to agree to them. I just say, consider the possibility. And then we meet Terry Friedman, who, memory of being Matthew in the lifetime of Jesus. Now, if you don't know who Matthew is, Matthew was the person who is the most well-known scribe of Jesus. You know, all the people that were around Jesus, who were going around while he was doing his work, ended up, I don't know if all, but many of them ended up writing what's called the Gospel, which was actually how it looked to them. In other words, they were witnesses to the fact that this actually happened, and the Gospel of Matthew is the most literate and probably quoted the most famous gospel of all the disciples. And Terry, you don't have to say a word. I'll just talk. Okay? And so it's a pretty astounding idea to think you are Matthew. And Terry Friedman also believes, has a memory of being Akhenaten's high priest, one of them, or maybe the main one.
That was 1,300 years before Jesus. And, of course, that ties him in to the Ra group again, but he's never heard of the Ra group. So everybody's learning and becoming familiar with this. And nobody's hung up on me yet. In fact, I spoke to Carla yesterday, and she is predisposed to believe Terry was Matthew. She felt the resonance. When he talks about Jesus, it just really sounds like he was there, and he has the memory of it. And he has details that go beyond anything you read in the Bible. So it's and very, very touching and moving. It's called The Man Who Walked with Jesus. Now, I'm going to tell you, this is all a big commercial, okay? Because we went down to Phoenix, and we picked up 20 copies of Terry's book, The Man Who Walked with Jesus. And I don't have it up on a web page yet, but you can order it. And guess what? They are signed. And that makes them really special. So the best way to get one is to email Terry. If you email me with your phone number, I'll have Terry call you, and she will take the order, and we'll sell a book, okay? And I wouldn't miss out on this because there's a limited amount of books, and there's a limited amount of Terry signing them, and it was not easy for him to sign the books yesterday. And it's a very special book. You can also get it on Amazon. It's in Kindle. But there's not that many printed copies. So, in fact, the story of what happened when Terry wrote this book is he had this realization of being connected with Matthew, and he wrote the book, and he started telling people that he knew about the book and about what was going on, and basically his friends thought he was a nutcase, and he is a nutcase. They were right, but that doesn't mean you have to be a nutcase to do this work. But the truth of the matter is everyone else is nutcases, and we're the only sane people. Or it just depends which mirror you're looking through. From one point of view, this can look crazy, and from another point of view, that can look crazy. In fact, it's probably all crazy, the fact that life exists and we're here. But nonetheless, Terry had all these distinguished people in his life. And he was, because he was an alternative medical doctor, and he was hobnobbing with people like, I think, did you know Deepak Chopra? Was he one of the guys?
Very, I know him very well.
You know him, and Deepak Chopra, and let me see, who else? Who else did you know that's famous?
Diane Ladd.
You were married to Diane Ladd, the actress.
Engaged.
Okay. Engaged, okay. And then you had, a lot of people know who Marianne Williamson is. Didn't you know her when she was growing up?
No, I knew her later on when she's already successfully preaching at a church.
Uh-huh. Now, tell me, did you tell Deepak Chopra that you thought you might have been Matthew?
No.
No. So, he's still your friend.
I don't tell people that.
Pardon me?
I usually don't tell people that.
Right. Well, in any case, you know, I was thumbing through your book today, and I came across something that really struck me. And it was where Jesus said, he said to his disciples, take care of my sheep and take care
care of my lambs. And Jesus knew he was leaving. He knew he was, his time was short. And he was telling his disciples to continue taking care of his people. And the people, that is the people that were looking to Jesus for support, for connection. And Terry, you want to say, share anything about that? And you don't have to, because I don't want to share anything.
No, just that he felt it important to watch after the people who were not only his regulars, the ones who were looking for him for support, but also the new ones coming up that maybe not were totally aware of him yet, but were going to be aware of him soon. These were the lambs.
Mm-hmm. The sheep were the people, were the ones that were aware of him, and the lambs were the ones that were coming up, correct?
Right.
Yeah. And you ever think about that this lifetime, that you got that directive and that you still are you taking care of your doctor? So that's kind of taking care of the lambs,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
One way.
Very interesting thing this lifetime. When I was with him, he said I could do healing, do all the things that he did, I could do as well. But that he wanted me in this lifetime to teach people how to heal themselves, to empower the people that I run into, that I meet. Not only give them light, show them the light, but to teach them how to heal themselves so they didn't have to depend on anybody.
Mm-hmm. You know, sometime I would like to do a show. People keep sending me emails and saying, could you ask Dr. Friedman this? Could you ask him that? Could you ask him this? And I'd like to, there's a lot of people that have been attracted to our work who had come from more religious backgrounds who, how would I say it? They found the formal aspect of religion not working for them, but they still knew there was something there, and lots of people who came from formal backgrounds in traditional religions have embraced the work we're doing, and it's picked up the pieces because we don't have any dogma, any format. There's no manipulation to try to get people to send us money, although we always hope they do. But all the work we're putting out, the most important aspect of our work, is usually free or next to nothing, you know? And, you know, we're selling the pendants and the energy products, and many people have supported us, but they're also enjoying those products because they're getting an incredible deal. We're doing those products to help pay the bills so that we can put the other stuff out for free. And now I forgot. The question was, do you like that idea of answering questions from people? Terry Friedman, are you there?
Yes, I am. Well, sure, I'd be glad to.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I'll keep you on the line for the next half hour, but if you want to leave, you can. Okay?
Okay.
You want to stay or leave?
Well, I'll try to stay as long as I can. As I said earlier, I have my family just flew in.
Right, right.
And they're only in here for a short time, so I want to spend as much time as I can with it.
Okay, you know what? Let's try this, because we've never done this. You know, I do this with Carla all the time, and we jump into a topic. We do this on Sundays, and we talk about it. And I recognize, Terry, that you have wisdom. And you have your own
how can I say it? You know, people will all identify with someone because of a book like you wrote, but you had to be in your own center to write that book. And you had to be in your own center to have been Matthew. And I was thinking an interesting topic is what's my Achilles heel? And everybody has an Achilles heel. What is an Achilles heel? Let me see. Terry Brown, you're a librarian. What's an Achilles heel?
That's an area where it's a weakness that a person has. Where in that area, there's a distortion that makes it hard for the person when they get into that area to operate well, and that there's a distortion that needs to be cleared in that area, a weakness.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking here at quotes about Achilles heels. The first thing that came up was Dana Carvey. Terry, you'll blow yourself away on this quote that came up about Achilles heel. The two things that can hurt you if you need money or if you need The two things that can hurt you are if you need money or if you need fame. Those are the things that can be your Achilles heel. But if you don't need money and you don't need fame, then you are free. And that was from Dana Carvey. And I think he's an actor, Dana Carvey, a comedian. Let's see if I have another good one on Achilles heel. Our dependence on foreign energy sources is our Achilles heel, not just in the realm of diplomacy, but in terms of our future as the world's economic leader. That's not so good. Okay, that doesn't relate to our topic. You know, the reason that I think this idea of the Achilles heel is such an important topic is because in many cases, we don't recognize our own Achilles heel. We all have something that's keeping us back from being who we really are, or let's say the highest aspect of who you really are. All of us are who we really are to some extent. And one of the things that keep you back, you don't even think about it because it's just built into your system. Well, let's say what I'm doing right now, I was scared to do. I didn't know I could get in front of a bunch of people and start from nothing and always pull off something that people found valuable. And I had to push myself and see it to get over that fear. And now I'm over it. I don't have that fear. Or maybe a little bit. Maybe just before a show. Uh-oh. Because, you know what? There's part of me that wants to look good, doesn't want to look dumb. You know, when you make a mistake in front of other people, which is you guys, it's not like making it in front of one person. Now hundreds of people say, uh-oh, Wynn really screwed up, you know. He didn't look good. And, you know, I have learned to make light of people's Achilles heel so we get over it. Because otherwise, their own self-consciousness makes everyone else feel self-conscious. Like, for example, Terry Brown, you know, many times people have complained and emailed me and said, why are you making fun of Terry? Well, you know, I don't think it's making fun of her. You know, Terry has parts of herself which we all know are totally awesome and that none of us even approach. She can do things none of us approach. But on the other hand, there's another part of her that is, she would say she's dyslexic, comes off as being Stacy. She can't remember things. She can't remember to unmute her phone, or she doesn't learn where's the button. And,
like,
you know,
when I'm in a trance form, when I'm in trance, it's like, and it's hard to operate technology, and I'm just as likely to turn it off as to unmute it.
Right. Right. Well, in any case, my way of dealing with it is to look at it, not be embarrassed by it. I used to think, how can I ever be public with Terry? She's not going to unmute her phone. It's like, you know, but in looking at it, making fun of it, and then she looks at it and makes fun of it, and you look at it and make fun of it, we get over it, and it doesn't. Even though she can still be that way, it doesn't be an Achilles heel that stops her from doing this work and contributing the enormous things she contributes to us all. And in fact, she's really lovable. Terry Friedman, you want to talk about your idea of an Achilles heel? Yeah, do you have an Achilles heel you want to confess to?
Well, I particularly think that, in a way, Achilles heel could be, for many people, a challenge. It could be something they need to work with, need to get over, they need to pass the test and move on, and deal with Achilles heel in a way that would make them come out knowledgeable about what happened here. And what they know about how to overcome that. That's the way I look at it.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any Achilles heels that you'd like to confess to?
Yeah, I have several.
You don't have to confess. I'm just giving you the chance. That way, you know, if you come on the calls, you never have to live up to be anybody. Because everyone will say, oh, that's Terry's thing. You know, go ahead.
Well, and I'll confess it, but also give a little excuse of why. Because in medicine, I've taken on my colleagues daily, and I've told them things that are done in medicine today are obsolete, and there are many ways to heal without using all these marvelous, expensive, and complicated medication, and there are many, many ways to get healing. Not just one way, there are many ways. And so I've been pretty grossly criticized for coming down on the side of holistic medicine, that herbal and homeopathic are God's natural medical garden, and these should be taken first instead of the last thing to think of in some cases. So that's one of the things that's been a problem with me, that I've not appreciated the criticism from my many colleagues who don't believe in using these alternative and safe methods that I do. So I don't have anything against a prescription drug. I wrote them all the time. But I think there are many good herbs and homeopathy products that will last a long time and do a better job at healing than these prescriptions. And do not, very importantly, do not have side effects.
You know, that's another thing you can do in our calls. We can have discussions about health. And lots of people on our calls, I don't want to get in trouble for prescribing things, but you know all kinds of natural cures for things. By the way, Terry, somebody just sent me a email who bought your book. See, now I'm back to my doing my commercial. First, this is from Dean Turner in Oklahoma, who's been a regular listener to our calls. First, I read your book and loved it. It was amazing how I could so easily picture the scenes in the story. And then he has a question, but I'm not going to give... He wanted me to read this to you, but I'm going to save this question for another time. And then Susan said... Susan Rush said, tell Terry Friedman not to worry about signing any of the books except mine.
Oh, yeah, right.
I think, let's see what else here.
Don't worry, Susan, you probably can't read my writing anyway.
They won't be able to read your writing, right? I actually videoed Terry when he was sitting there signing this. Yeah. Now, what I'm going to do is, why don't I open the lines? Let's see how much background static there is. I'm going to open the lines and see. I don't think anyone, we're not going to do really heavy, intense questions. But if you want to make a comment on your Achilles heel, you can do that, and then we'll comment on it, you know? And if you read Terry's book, Terry Friedman's book, you can make that comment, okay? And let me unmute everybody. And let me see. You have to, now listen, you guys have to be quiet when I unmute everybody, or else I'll have to just let you talk one at a time. So if you're busy in your kitchen, and if you're busy making dinner, put your own little phone on mute, and let's see if anyone has something to share here.
And Ben, I need to leave in 5 minutes.
You have to leave in 5 minutes?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have anything to say? Did you read Terry's book, guys?
I love it. Yes, I read it. It's awesome.
Now, were you one of those people that was brought up as a Christian?
Yes, I was raised as a Christian, but I, from very young, I kicked it away. The way it was taught to me didn't make any sense to me, and I never believed in it. So, and then reading Terry's book, Dr. Friedman's, I regretted it because then I thought, man, I should have listened to what the verse in the Bible, because then I could have compared a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me mute people, and listen, guys. Remember, I want you. We should do it. Before this call ends, we're going to do a healing with Terry, if that's okay with him on the phone, and we're going to bring in our sources and see if we can't get his body working a little better. And in the meantime, let me unmute.
All callers are unmuted.
Okay, you're unmuted and you're silent. Anyone have a comment they'd like to say? Wait a second. You're breaking up. Who do I hear on there?
Oh, hold on. Let me... It is Dhammananda, so let's mute the lines and then pick him out of the...
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Okay, here you go, Dhammananda.
Dhammananda, are you there?
He is unmuted. I thought he had a question, but...
Is Dhammananda... wait a second. I don't see him here. Calling Dhammananda, if you're there, try doing star 6, because we don't see you.
Okay. He's here. I see his lines open. Now he has his background noise, I guess. Okay.
All right. Anyone else?
It's muted right now.
All callers are unmuted.
Let's see here.
Terry, we have intimidated everybody.
How long did it take before your experience started in your life?
How long did it take before his experience started?
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Yes, that was Wanda. I'm going to open up your line, Wanda. Oh, wait, that's Cleo. Hold on 1 second. Where is Wanda?
So, Terry, I think the question is, when did you start having this realization, and how did it start? Now, by the way, like everything else we do, I tell you, you don't have to believe that he was. And in fact, you shouldn't believe that he was. And you should be open to the possibilities. This whole game of knowing things that are not normally known in this realm, everyone should be very skeptical. I was skeptical. I'm skeptical about everything. I tell you, don't even believe we're talking to the Elohim, because belief is a pain in the neck. It's in your mind, and it turns you into a follower because you say, well, if he says he's this, I must listen to everything he says. No, approach everything skeptically and prove it to yourself, or not prove it, or say, I'm not sure. He makes a point, could be, couldn't be. And the only thing that is ever important with all of this stuff is what can you take home with you to change your life, to make a contribution to your life. And that is the only thing that's valuable of anything on this planet. And it doesn't matter whether it's me, whether it's Terry, whether it's Donald Walsh, whether it's the Bible, but don't approach it from the point of my take on this is don't approach it on the level of belief. Approach it like I am open to the possibility. And then sooner or later, if something's real, something is going to hit you, and you're going to apply it to your life, and something will shift in your world. But Terry Friedman, go ahead.
Well, I agree with you 100%. Did you have a question for me?
Well, somebody asked a question about when this started for you. I guess they mean when it's unusual that someone has as clear memories as you do about any past life. I mean, I know some of my past lives, and it's been proven to me. I know I was certain people, but I don't have clear memories like you do. Terry Brown has clear memories about some of her lives. But Terry Friedman, how did this get started? And how did all these memories suddenly pop into your mind?
First of all, I got to say, the earliest time of my memory, I had a special relationship with Jesus. I knew that we were very, very, very close. I couldn't explain the whole thing at that time, but I knew we were very close and we had a lot in common and that we were connected in some way, which I did not understand through college. Just recognizing it was a fantastic connection between Jesus and I. Then in 1995, Jesus appeared to me and asked me to write this book about his life and about my being with him in that life. So that's the first time I knew had any awareness at all of my being Matai. And I say Matai because they spoke Aramaic, and that's Matthew in Aramaic is Matthai. So really,
no, Terry, you know, my inner skeptic says when you had this vision of Jesus, can you tell more about it? Did you see him? Did you hear him? How did you know for sure it was really Jesus? I always ask that about, you know, any kind of phenomenal experience like this. So how did you know?
Well, I could feel the energy. I knew enough about his energy that I recognized his energy, his blueprint, his pattern.
Mm-hmm.
It was very
mm-hmm.
unique. I knew it was him. He spoke to me at times. I recognized his voice, so I knew when he was speaking to me. Many times he would wake me up at night to tell me a specific thing he wanted me to think about. And that's how I knew. So when he appeared to me in 95, by this time there was no question. I knew him well. I was very familiar with his energy and the love that he promoted way beyond his mean. The love went for miles. And people could, if they were sensitive, they could feel it. I happen to be sensitive. I can feel that energy, that love. I have no doubt. No doubt about it.
That's a good reference point, feeling the love. Okay? And so Jesus came to you and said to write this book, and did you suddenly have a lot of memory, or did he talk to you about some of the things that happened? Did his coming to
you? At first I said, you know, I'm honored that you asked me, but I could not do anything like that. I don't know your history that well. He said, yes, you do. You will remember. And I will teach you at night when you sleep and download the information to you. And when you get up the next morning, you can write it all down. And there it'll be you. And the more you write, the more you hear from me, the more you will begin to remember. So that's exactly what happened. We had a very pretty cabin up in Estes Park, Colorado. I spent much time up there dealing with the book and writing down the facts of the book.
And, of course, how long did you spend working on the book?
7 years.
7 years?
Yes, and part of that reason was that I was in a very, very busy holistic medical practice in 95 and a few years after that. I didn't sell my practice till 97, so I moved
mm-hmm.
on. So I had 2 years when I was pretty well tied up to a certain extent in holistic medicine practice.
Let's unmute the lines and see if we have another question. Thank you, Terry, for answering that. And
all callers are unmuted.
Anyone else have a question?
I have a question.
Who's that? Is that Julianne?
Yeah.
Okay, Julianne, I'm going to mute everybody. Wait. I'm going to mute everybody. Hang on.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Julia, do star six and say hello. Let me hear star six. Hello? I don't hear you yet. Star six. Do we have Julia?
Hi. Carrie, I would like to know if you met Jesus' mother, Mary, and if you had a relationship with her, or if you could tell me anything about her.
If I met her in this lifetime, is that your question?
No, if you met her when you were with Matthew, with Jesus, if you met Mary, his mother.
Yes. I was at her house, and she was a very kind person, and she knew us all, every one of the disciples, very, very well.
And what was her relationship? Was she instrumental in things that Jesus did, or was she in the background, or can you tell me anything about
her energy? Help produce it. When Jesus was at the party where he made wine from water, she's the one that prompted that particular incident. So we know she was encouraging, but I don't think she fully recognized the full value of his being who he was and what his mission was indeed. But she was somewhat of a supporting, but yet demanding other things of him. So she didn't have, she didn't seem to have a full recognition of his total response to the life at that time.
Okay.
In fact, she had wished when his father had died, she wished that he would take over the head of the household and become the religious leader of the household. Not recognized yet.
She wanted Jesus to do that, yes?
Yeah. Not recognizing totally the role that he had to play.
Oh.
I say he had to play, but only had to play if he chose to play it, which he did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Let's see if we have another
call. All callers are unmuted.
Yes,
go ahead.
This is Terry in Dallas.
Yes,
and
Terry.
I've been reading on the book, and I've got to say, it's powerful. It's been changing me. I do feel the love in it. I feel more compassion in me. The words just come alive. I definitely feel like you were there when you wrote
Thank
that.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you, Terry.
And it makes me feel like I was there
Good.
To read it.
Yes,
you may have been. And also look between the lines. There's a lot there that come out after a while.
There is. And
yeah,
when you mentioned the sandalwood.
I guess only Brian. No, I thought it was mine.
When you mentioned
Brian,
the sandalwood.
Be quiet, Brian.
Yes.
It really it surprised me because I can remember those times when I smell sandalwood.
Right.
Yes, that will come back.
The aromas come back. And every time Mary comes in, Mother Mary comes in to me, I smell the roses that I planted for in Ephesus, Turkey. But I still have that memory.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else have a question or a comment? Thank you so much for that. Was Terry in Dallas? Thank you for commenting. Anyone else?
I have a question, Robert from Glendora.
Yes, Robert. Hi, Robert.
Hi, Wynn. Yes, I'd like to ask Matthew if there are a lot of people.
His name is Terry.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. Terry. Does he feel that there are a lot of people in this current time frame that we're in that were around at that time where he has his memories of being Matthew?
Yes.
And do these people have any certain purpose?
Yes. I feel there's a lot of people.
All callers are unmuted.
There. That.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
I'm competing with the announcer. I believe that there are a lot of people who were there at that lifetime. Maybe not in embodiment. They may have been in spirit form. They were around there. They experienced, many, many, many people experienced Jesus on the earth at that time, 2,000 years ago. Absolutely.
Thank you. You know, I think that this group has a connection with the Christ of energies. If you notice the people that are involved here, we keep getting drawn into it. We have Terry Brown, who we made a really good case was